Biologists are getting a rare glimpse into the winter habits of Pacific walrus. A new tagging study is offering insight into how the animals affect the Bering Sea environment. It's part of a larger effort to learn as much as possible about the sea ice-dependent species. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The entire population of Pacific walrus gathers in the Bering Sea in the winter to breed, but that doesn't mean the animals are easy to find.
We really scratched hard to get these radios out.
Tony Fishbach is a walrus biologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. He helped deploy 10 radio tags on walrus in the Bering Sea last month. The biologists wore white suits to blend in with the ice and slowly approached the animals from behind. They used crossbows to attach the tags with arrows specially designed to pierce the dense walrus skin. Fishbach says they were aiming for an area high on the animal's back.
Exactly in the place where mama cats pick up their kittens, that part where there aren't many nerves, there's lots of really thick skin there. And for us, it points up at the sky. When a walrus rests, it gives a nice view to the satellites for our radio.
Fishbach says, for the most part, the massive animals don't seem to mind the tags.
There was a female in this group I placed a radio on. She barely woke up to look over to see what had happened, and she fell right back asleep after being struck by this hockey puck-sized radio.
The biologists had some exciting moments out on the ice. In one especially memorable incident, Fishbach and a colleague were crouched in the jumbled ice, preparing their equipment, when they thought they heard whales.
We looked at each other and said, is that whales calling? I said, no, that's the ice grinding against itself, and it really sounds like whale song. And we looked over, and the piece of ice we were on was moving south, and the one next to us was moving north. It was like being in a rail yard with two freight trains going opposite directions, and there were, 5-ton blocks of ice that were tumbling over each other, and the walrus we wanted to get to was on the other side. On the next chunk of ice going north, and we just realized that we could not safely get to that walrus.
The tags the biologists were able to deploy will tell them where the walrus are moving. They also have a new feature that will show where the animals are feeding. Fishbach says that will help scientists understand the role walrus play in shaping the northern Bering Sea ecosystem.
They're constantly churning over the seafloor and generating new clam habitat, and they're changing the dynamics of what's growing there, and they may actually play a very critical role in making the Bering Sea a very productive place for fisheries.
After the winter breeding season, males and females go their separate ways. Most of the males stay in the Bering Sea for the summer, but almost all of the females will ride the ice north into the Chukchi Sea. Fishbach says biologists are planning to get more radios out in that area this summer.
Our biggest concern for walrus is what's happening in the summer in terms of sea ice loss up there. And it's especially important to understand what's happening in the summer, because that's where all the females and offspring from all the Pacific walrus go to make a living for the summer.
The walrus use the ice to take them to productive feeding areas. Fishbach says it was a great winter for ice on the Bering Sea, which was a bit of a surprise, but that shouldn't affect what happens this summer in the Chukchi Sea. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.
Tony Fishbach took some video while he was tracking down walrus on the Bering Sea ice. To see it, go to our website, aprn.org. You'll also find pictures and a link to a site where you can track the progress of the tagged walrus yourself.